Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
All right. Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Aranha. If you could.
Yes, that's Iron Jaw.
Of course it is.
And I'm supposed to just read? Okay.
Yeah, no, whenever you're ready. Let's hope you can do better than your bird brain friend.
Hello. And I am Trevor Ironjaw, and I am here to welcome you to the Rolling in the Geek. What is this Rolling in the Geek? I'm not rolling right now.
Understand.
What is going on?
All right, let's take a five.
Hello, I am Ken Brown, Game Master for Riven, the Shattered Continent, and I want to thank you for taking a seat at our table. Will my cohorts please introduce themselves?
Hello there. I'm Harpus Ironjaw Pissarro. I'm an Alakokra monk from Hokkaido, a Cavalier Knight for the people of Iron's Edge, and a proud member of the B-Team. We are set on purging Riven once again of the dragon tyrants that seem to be resurging. Wait, that's what we're trying to do? We're going to drag... Oh, dear. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw, Forge Cleric of Numerath. I have left this world once and witnessed what is waiting for me. However, my friends need me, and I promise to become the bulwark of this world to protect them, and the blade of Numerath to cleanse it of corruption. Portrayed by Brad Konauer.
Thank you, my dear colleagues, and thank you all for joining us. Please sit and rest your weary legs and get ready for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, Ken here. We want to thank you deeply for listening to Rolling in the Geek. With the blessings of the rest of our little family, we want to request you support us through Patreon. We love doing what we do, and with your support, we can produce more and better content. Every bit goes back into the podcast, and more than three isn't a crowd at our table. And now, back to three guys with more dice than friends. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. The team engages with the drow, with the initial volley of arrows hitting their marks. Trevor aids the team after seeing what is going on with a nice perception check by hitting one of the elves with a guiding bolt to light it up and show where they are firing from. Veldrith, without much else that he can do from below, climbs up to the balcony and starts to get hammered by the two hidden elves on the balcony. Harkos flies up to provide backup, while Trevor, Puffles, and Phil provide artillery support. Eventually, they are able to dispatch most of the drow, but one is able to drop down and run away. The team follows and finds a library, where Puffles discovers some text with references about the continuation of the ritual that split Selena. It turns out that the statue can be remade, and can either be used to dispel the ritual, or destroying the heart of the statue will cause the target to be killed outright. They continue to investigate and find a finely decorated bedchamber, but they find that it is odd because the bedsheets and dressings are all askew, and it seems that someone was in here that had a fitful sleep. As they continue on, they find four more bedrooms in a similar state, and at the end of the hallway, a wooden door. They walk in and find four elderly drow women and a single drow man, along with the runaway elven woman from before. The door closes behind them, and Veldrith says some ominous shit. And that is where we pick back
some
up.
Some ominous shit. That's an understatement of the century.
That's how you guys described it.
That's how I described it. Brad's not talking to you.
That's going to be a very awkward recording session. Nick, can you tell Ken, the DM, that I rolled a 50? I fucking heard you.
I fucking heard you.
Ken, you're giving me really mixed messages, but I think you wanted to know that you rolled a 50. I fucking heard you. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Jokes.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
So, Veldra says his ominous shit, draws his sword, and goes up and stands next to Trevor up at the front. And there is a long, like, standoff
now
where nobody's talking.
So he comes, I glanced over my shoulder. He closed the door, said ominous stuff, drew his sword, and then just came and stood next to me like we may be fighting these people. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your ominous dropped a little bit. Thank you.
He's just getting closer, so it's easier to stab you in the back.
That could be. Okay.
For those of you who aren't Patreon listeners, Brad and I are very sus of Veldrith and his his intentions at this current point. If you want to know more on that, check out Under the Trenchcoat through Patreon. Plugs.
I must make the statement, though. You do typically sus most of the people that I throw your way.
Yeah, well, that innkeeper was a piece of shit, Ken, and we all knew it. Fuck, Trevor knew it, and he wasn't even there.
That's right. He felt it from beyond the grave, he's like, beyond.
Man, I feel like there's somebody suspicious close to one of my friends.
Now, what it was is he was working on something in his shop, and he's like, you know, if I ever had a shopkeeper come in that talked like that, I wouldn't let him in my shop. I wouldn't sell him anything.
No, what he was doing was he fucking made somebody something for somebody's wedding, and they're like, how much do I owe you? And he goes, that'll be 15 gold. God, that sounded weird coming out of my mouth. No, please. The real payment for me was getting to make this lovely thing for you. Really? I can't give you anything? No, I will accept nothing. Here's 3 gold pieces. That's fine. Goodbye. More than I asked for.
No, I'm sorry. It'll actually be 15 gold to have this precious little artifact that I made for you. Yes.
Roll for initiative. I don't know which one of the drow that was, but they're dying first.
It's the guy. The one dude who's there. He just,
yes, it'll be 15 gold if you want to pass through this room. Yes.
It'll give me your bow. All right, Harkless, you have my bow. Trevor. And my hammer. I still got to watch the last one.
Yeah, okay, so weird side thing. I have never, ever played a dwarf.
I played a Darrow. Never. That's as close as I've been. But I haven't played enough for it to be shocking that I haven't played
I don't think I've played a dwarf either.
In all of my years, I've never played a dwarf. Okay, so Brad hasn't played a dwarf either.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I don't have any particular reason not to.
I don't either.
I almost did one. And then in my research, I saw that Darrow were dwarf adjacent, and I was like, dwarf seems so vanilla. I should do something weird. And I mean, I was just short. That's all I did. I picked short and loner, and my backstory was, but he didn't want to be a loner. that was the whole fucking shtick with Ted.
I like small races for lots of things, but I always end up finding myself playing something very stereotypical. Like my barbarian, my one super, super awesome barbarian was a half orc.
Yeah.
And my ranger was a halfling. And I think my least stereotypical one was my Holden, my Azamar Warladin.
Yeah.
Well, warlock makes sense, but the paladin part, you know, that's a little off.
Yeah, I think he was my least stereotypical.
There was an article I read the other day that apparently human fighter takes is the highest percentage of characters on D&D Beyond.
And
weird. That
seems like variant human or just regular human?
Variant. For I don't know. I would assume variant, but
I think it's honestly because of the extra feat. Like that's the whole reason Trevor's a human is because that extra feat got me my dip into spellcasting, which got me Green Flame Blade and a familiar, which tied into story stuff perfectly.
Whoa, you know? whoa.
What?
We've been making all these jokes about Trevor having a comb over and he's got a third fucking foot.
What?
You said Trevor had extra feet.
Oh.
Why was this never talked about before?
Jesus.
Extra feet actually implies multiple.
Multiple. Yeah. Trevor was only supposed to have one. He has three, so he's got two extra feet. I don't know where I'm going with this. So Veldrith walks up and stands next to us, totally not ominously.
Totally not ominously. He said his ominous shit and then walked up, sword drawn, next to Trevor.
I've still had my weapons drawn since our battle, so I'm going to look back up at the table and say, "Must we fight more? We do not wish to shed any more blood."
I don't have my dice out. Hold on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know what? Shut the fuck up there, breaks dice, McGee. I don't want to hear your shit.
Ken's got the vinegar.
God, so hostile.
Yeah.
This is why I'm not talking to you.
Okay. Okay, you've been talking to me, but that's fine. You've just been speaking and allowing me to hear, but you're not talking directly to me.
That's it. I'm talking in your general direction, not to you.
Go ahead and roll a persuasion check. We'll see if there's any kind of effect.
That's a nat 20 off the bat. Plus
way to
4.
Waste it.
Yeah, way to fucking waste it.
What does that put you at total?
24.
I'm going to get my right correct thing up here. Okay.
Oh my God.
Brad, you're heading the right way for a smack bottom. But I'm not going to stick around for it.
So, at the center of the table, there is... one of the female drow stands up. Despite her looking rather old, she seems, and it's not like she seems to need assistance.
She seems quite capable.
Yes. And you can spot that she actually has some armor on underneath the robes that she's wearing. And she walks around the table, comes out to the front and stands at the top of the short set of stairs and waves for you to come forward.
Oh dear. Okay, so I'm going to put my weapon away, sling my shield over my back, and I'm gonna glance over my shoulder and kind of give...
Harkos is giving you a very subtle no. Like, his head is just slowly going back and forth, like, "Trevor, please!"
I glance over and give everyone a nod, and I'm look at Veldrith and say, please behave.
You say to the herald.
Hey.
Say to the herald. The herald of an ancient dragon deity, basically.
We laid it out on the table already.
Behave yourself, young man.
Okay.
The herald whose daddy is alive and well currently. The herald who could probably kick our ass very easily, or at least attempt to, and should he fail, his daddy will show up and do so for him.
Hey, I said please.
Oh, my bad. I must have missed that. Yeah.
But yes, I'm going to look at Mr. Herald and say, please behave. I hopefully shall return.
Okay.
I'm gonna walk up there.
Harkos, do you want to follow, or are you wanting anyone to come with you, or are you going by yourself?
I assumed she was only motioning towards one of us, but
you make the assumptions however you wish.
That's my assumption. She walked up by herself. I figured, since I said it, she expected me to walk up by myself.
Harkos goes with Trevor starts to walk, and Harkos like stutters for his like Trevor, no, oh goodness, and then runs to catch up.
I want to see if her expression changes or anything.
No, it doesn't seem to.
No, okay.
The rest of the elders, and then this like assassin-y type drow that ran away. They're not very far away. Like,
okay,
you get the impression that she's not particularly intimidated.
Okay, that's fine. Do you still have your weapon out, Nick?
Yeah, but not an aggressive. I mean, it might look a little aggressive. I'm not thinking about it. I'm thinking about Trevor's safety. So I'm just running forward with my spear in the one hand because I haven't put it away yet.
When you catch up, I'm going to look over Harkos and kind of motion about the weapon.
Okay. I'll begrudgingly put it away. I guess I'm versatile in fist, so
I was gonna say you can punch harder than I can.
Well, that's not. When was the last time you punched somebody, Trevor? That's not saying much.
You get bonuses for your punches, though. I don't.
Trevor doesn't know that.
You are correct, but he has seen you do your.
He has watched me punch people stuff. Literally to death. So.
But yeah, keep approaching. When we get, I don't know, like 10 or 15 feet away, stop and give her the little like half bow.
Do either of you speak Elvish?
No. I mean, I'll scroll over and look. Common, Aarakocra, and Orin. Also. Nope.
Oh, I do. Elvish, Dwarvish, and Draconic.
So she says in Elvish, which just sounds like a very nice fluid language to you, Harkos. Thank you for the grace of your bow. And she gives you a little like head nod.
Oh, when whatever that noise out of her mouth was sounded like water.
I assume that I can't expect that you would actually speak Undercommon.
So in Elvish, I'll say I do not speak Undercommon. No. I know a few languages, but that is not one.
I guess standard Elvish will do.
Trevor, you also greetings. Sound like water. What is happening? Am I wet?
You look down, there's something dripping off of you, but you don't know what it is.
Yes, I do. I know where my cloaca is at, Ken.
Oh my god.
I feel good about that.
I have to go there.
I'm gonna say we truly did come here without intentions of bloodshed. But your people left us no choice.
Well, we have had to make sure that our guard is up at all times. Yeah. By the way, my name is Salia. I am the High Priestess and Head Elder of this clan.
I am Trevor Ironjaw.
And your friend who seems to not understand anything that is coming out of our mouths. Hey,
this is Harkos. He's
my Harkos. You hear Harkos? My name in the water. What are you saying? What's happening? Trevor.
So in common, I'm going to go. I'm introducing us.
Hello, I'm Harkos Pissarro.
She turns and looks at you and just kind of gives you just the slightest of nods. Just little tiny thing.
I don't like her. She's a piece of shit.
Wow, well, fairly aggressive for just having just met her.
We need to make sure our guard is up because we fucked up. You're lucky I can't fucking hear this conversation. Remember how I talk at the red buttons, Brad? Uh-huh. There you go.
Uh-huh.
This is why Ken's into Elvish, so I can't fucking talk at the red button.
Say that you came here without any hostile intent, but what is your intent?
Well, the reason why most of us are here is to fix our friend. I do believe you know her as the very angry spider lady.
Yes. Selena.
Yes.
It is a shame what was done to her.
Very much so. She was a very, very good friend of ours.
No. Go ahead and roll perception for me, please.
My big money, no whammies. Fuck you, dice.
Harkos, if you want to go ahead and roll it, because it might be something that you can catch on, but
I got a 14 total.
Okay.
I got a 16 total. I got a 14 on the die.
What I can tell you is that her eyes are not staying just on you, that they're looking back at the rest of your group.
Understandable.
Well, I am sure that, you know, you want to have your friend back, but I have to say that we can't just... We can't just allow any help.
What do you mean?
Go ahead and roll another perception check.
Oh, that's better. That's an 18 total.
She seems to be looking more at Veldreth.
Oh. Yes. That was unexpected.
You see, she turns her head and she says something.
In undercommon,
and two of the elders stand up and walk away. That they walk through a door on, you know, behind this table.
So, we came to get the piece of her statue that we were told was here. he's looking for an urn with ashes for a
It's not ashes.
Essence, not ashes. That's
Sam Renton.
Sam Renton, yeah, with the essence of Sam Renton in it.
And I imagine he would be searching for that.
Well, the thing is, technically, so are we. However, that is not our priority, being here.
Oh. And Selena is, then.
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid that I can't just give you the piece.
And why is that?
Because we have our own ends that we're trying to meet here.
I'm all ears.
Wish I was.
I wish I had comprehend languages. I would totally pop it on you.
I'm afraid that that is not something that I can discuss with you.
Look, when I said we came here without intending bloodshed, I meant it. But I'm not against it. If it's to save...
Look, remember when I started this conversation with, I really don't want to fight you. I will literally kick your ass.
If it comes down to saving our friend, I will do whatever it takes. I would rather not have to go to that point. Honestly, it would benefit all of us more, I'm sure, if we helped each other, however. But I am here for her, and so is the rest of our group. Not so much him, but... We did not travel all this way to save our friend to just turn around and go home. And I won't.
She stares like just lines that seem like they're just piercing right into you. Like there's some power behind her stare.
I'm going to flip my goggles up so she can see my eyes. I know it sounds funny, but in my head, it's more of like a, I don't want her to think I'm hiding something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume if they give me extra vision, they're not exactly normal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. My young friend, you have no idea what you're stepping into here.
To save our friend, we'll do whatever it takes.
You may find that whatever it takes is sometimes not worth the price, not worth the cost that it ends up being. My people have lived with the decision that they made to do whatever it takes. And now we're here.
Yes, sometimes people make poor decisions. And if this turns out to be one, at least it was to save our friend.
Oh. This is much bigger than you, and I wish that you would understand that.
I don't think you understand what we've been through. There's plenty of... Well, you're not the first person to tell us that the task at hand is bigger than us. And I'm sure you won't be the first to find out that you're wrong.
I think that you misunderstand my intent. I am not trying to insult you. I am just stating fact. There is a much bigger world than you possibly can understand. More machinations, more gears that are churning away towards a fate that we are trying to take ourselves out of.
Like the dragons coming back, possibly.
In many cases, already came.
Some, yes. One of which we dispatched here recently. Our group.
She does seem surprised, like eyebrows kind of raise, and she stares at you. An accomplishment, to be sure.
It was not easy by any means. But it had to be done. We saved many people that day. People we don't even know. That's why this task is even more important. Our friend. Family. If we're going to risk that much to save a town of people that we don't know, why wouldn't we risk everything to save our friend?
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Eyes are flicking quickly back and forth between the two of you and then behind you.
I'm going to glance over my shoulder.
You don't see Veldreth.
Oh, motherfucker. Okay.
I mean, are we upset about this?
That, depending on the situation, yes. If she took him, no, I don't give a fuck. If he's being an asshole, yes, I care. So, I'm going to glance over my shoulder, not see him, and as much as I don't want to do this, I'm going to turn my back to her and draw my weapon and my shield and look for him.
Roll perception for me.
That is a 17.
17?
Yes.
You don't see anything. But you hear something now from behind you.
Considering Harkos is still looking that way, I'm going to assume if something bad happens, he's going to see it. What was her name again?
Salia.
Salia. So I'm going to say in Elvish, Salia, if him disappearing is your doing, I'm not, there's no problem here. But if he is up to something no good, I already warned him that it will not end well.
I'm going to give this to you here. The two of you suddenly realize that things are off.
Off.
It doesn't look like Puffles or Phil are breathing right now. They're just standing and staring. Harkos, you were still looking the other direction.
Yeah.
The two remaining elders and the assassin that were there, they're completely still. Their eyes are fixed straight ahead, and it appears that they are not breathing.
Oh.
And so she speaks in common now. The both of you, you need to understand that it's already too late. Five of the Methuselahs have awakened so far, including the one that you already struck down. Four remain alive and well. Choose your paths carefully.
Well, Veldrith already informed us that his was alive.
Yes.
We know that... Oh, dear Lord. I am on Brain Fart City today, and it is freaking
who are you terrible. Trying to think of?
We know that Numerath is also alive.
In a way, yes.
In a way?
One foot in, one foot out, as it were.
Hmm.
I fucking knew it!
Other than that, we put down Pylorvo.
Yes.
So there are two more.
Yes.
Do you know which two?
The Black Methuselah, Onyxiath, and the Silver Methuselah, Aero-Arath.
You see, we have multiple goals here.
Now, I don't know if you guys are picking up on something here. You've met Aero-Arath.
Yeah, didn't no, we? That name sounded really fucking familiar.
That was the avatar that you met in the temple.
Okay, yep, that's why.
avatar that we met in the temple.
He's the one that paid you the money.
Yep.
After the temple got cleansed.
Oh. Oh. That's interesting.
This one's a horse shit is what it is.
Oh, man.
She,
I got
she
chills.
Seems she seems to waver for a second, and she looks back at you and she says, honestly, I wish you the best of luck. And she flicks her wrist and the two of you fly towards the back of the room, and everything unfreezes. And as everything unfreezes, a lightning storm erupts out from the ceiling of this room, and you are just absolutely blinded as thousands of lightning strikes come from the ceilings and shred everyone who's in front of you. All the elders.
What?
As the light fades, you see an open portal coming from the ceiling, and you see a massive dragon head come out.
What? What color?
Bronze.
Do we know that one?
He turns his
half
head
and half
towards you.
Numerath gold.
I didn't say Numerath. I said half and half.
Oh.
We have the knowledge to know who this is. Have we been told directly that this dragon was bronze? No. Go ahead, Ken. Continue. He turns towards us.
He turns towards you. And he shakes his head from side to side.
I was hoping this would be so much easier.
Oh, dear.
I was hoping that my herald would have been able to take care of this himself. But no. I must step in and clean up the mess. I am Borvin Saul, the Marked Methuselah.
Well, you're about to be marked. Hi.
Greetings, how are you?
I didn't realize you guys were over there. How are you now? I was talking to the dead people, but it's good. You know, I was beginning to like your herald.
Oh.
I'm quite fond of him as well. I don't know where you're going with this.
Doesn't seem like you and I are setting off on the right foot.
I am not particularly upset about that.
It's funny, we've heard that before.
Shocking. This is going swimmingly, by the way.
You're not the first to tell us that you're not worried about our opinions.
Oh, my.
Hmm.
Well?
So, what is it you are doing here? Are you here to get the ash or the essence of, God damn it. The essence of Sam Renton?
he turns his head a little bit and looks towards the door that is on the other side of this of the massive table. And the door gets thrown open and the two corpses of the elders get thrown out into the room, and Veldrith walks in holding a ceramic jar. Orvinsal turns and looks back at you and says,
"Well, I guess I don't need to want for something that is already in my possession."
You know, lots of different types of movies and media and stuff portray the I told you so moment as like this, this really sweet thing. They're like, "Don't say it," as if it's something you want to say. I don't like that I told you so. I don't like it. It doesn't feel good. Feels terrible. I wish I would have been wrong.
You know, after speaking with Veldrith, I had given you the benefit of the doubt that perhaps not all the dragons were terrible. It seems I was wrong.
That depends entirely on your definition. Well, some of us chose sides.
And whose side did you choose?
The only right side.
Oh, vague, just like every other answer from your kind.
I chose to follow Syraxis.
Of course you did!
That was going to win had the Magi not struck.
Of course you did.
As I said, we chose sides. That is all.
You did.
Yep. I don't think that that makes anyone more terrible than the other.
Except the things that your side wanted.
No, you, who is so educated on the time that the dragons flew free and ruled this world, you knew exactly what we were doing. Knew exactly how we ruled.
Well, by all means, educate us then, oh old and wise one. We would love to hear the stories. It seems as, however, that they get twisted by everyone, including your own kind, including your heralds. So please, we would love to have first-hand knowledge.
There are no good guys and no bad guys. There is no good dragon. There is no bad dragon. There are no good or bad heralds. It's just the sides that they choose. That is all. Syraxis was no more and no less evil than Numerath was in his time of rule. Syraxis is no more or less good than any of the others. It's just who sits at the top. That is all.
Good Lord, Harkos, speaking to these dragons is like speaking to the rich politicians that sit on their chairs in the big cities. Whoa, it's tiring.
No. No politics, Trevor. We're not. That's not what we're here for. Jesus.
It's tiring. Circles, and no one is bad and no one is good, and the same thing over and over and over again.
Veldrith, kill them.
Please dispatch us, Veldrith.
Veldrith holds up his hand and poor Vinsall grabs the jar with his mouth and pulls back through the portal.
I will tell you.
After which he draws his sword.
Does it make you feel good to know that the last act that you commit was one of dishonor? Is that something that you enjoy knowing?
I don't understand how it's dishonorable for me to follow at the orders of my master.
Oh, you see, usually the decent thing to do, whether you're a piece of crap or not, I almost said, Harkos almost swore. but I... There will come a moment in this podcast. Harkos is not sworn canonically on air. I won't make a decision as to whether he's ever done it under his breath in his past or not. That's not for here. There will come a time when I feel the moment, and Harkos will swear like a goddamn sailor. That time is not now for this garbage man. Whether you're a piece of crap like yourself or someone more noteworthy, if you say that you're going to assist someone in doing something, you usually follow through with that and not just, you know, keep to your own agenda like a dishonorable piece of crap like yourself. You said that you wanted, by all means, to assist you in getting the statue pieces that you need, as long as you can help me get my thing. You're more than capable of coming in here and getting it yourself. You just needed a distraction. So it was very dishonorable. And I hope that sits well with you in the rest of your eternity.
I think that you need to listen more carefully when the heralds speak in the future.
Or just not let them speak at all.
Listen to the words. I am Veldrith, herald to the First Steel, the Transient, the Marked Methuselah, for Vinsall. That told you everything that you needed to know when you first heard the words.
Yes, well I'm...
Go ahead.
Are you sure? Because we're getting real close to roll for initiative, so I don't know what's better to say, what you're gonna say or what I'm gonna say.
We're both talking shit at this point, so it's.
you're gonna like this, Brad. This is gonna make you go ooh. Well, I to quote yourself, I wonder how much of you will die after this all done.
Well, Harkos, we know how this works. You see, he's going to come over here and we're going to give him a solid beating and he's going to run with his tail between his legs.
See, this is where Brad and I differ.
I'm because angry.
I like to talk at the red button. Brad likes to make the red button mad when he talks at it. Brad likes to look at Ken and say, hey, you know your scary bad guy? I spit in your face about him. Whereas Nick's just like, hey, let's have a little tete-a-tete, a battle of the wits, as it were, before we beat the shit out of each other. Brad's like, I shit in your general direction.
I am angry at Veldrith and I am angry at Ken right now because the storytelling is too good.
But you couldn't walk across a fucking train car. So maybe, just maybe, the scary people who work for the scary dragons that are murdering a continent, maybe we don't talk mad shit until they're dead. Like, we could talk shit, but we don't need to talk mad shit. We don't need to oversell our mediocrity, to use the proper fucking English word.
Oh.
He was. I almost said Sam Wren was looking at us. Veldrith was about to look at us.
He looks at Trevor.
Good.
And
stay over says, there.
Your friend is talkative. And I'm curious.
Is he addressing me when he says this, or is he talking to Trevor?
He's talking to Trevor.
Oh gosh. How did I piss him off?
Takes his sword and slams it down into the ground. Now, I am surprised to see you alive. And I am surprised that there is not some part of you that recognized me. And he waves his hand in front of his face, and his face changes.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
He's the man.
Oh my god.
That burned down your shop.
Oh my god. 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 Oh my god.
He pulls the sword out of the ground and he points it at you, Trevor.
Roll for initiative, says, Ken! You fucking roll for initiative right now!
He says...
He doesn't get to say nothing! You son of a bitch! Hey, you roll Brad, for initiative right now!
Brad, talking's a free action.
Well, he's talking while Trevor's charging him, because this motherfucker's gonna die, right? Next episode, because you're going to tell me that this is the fucking end.
He says to you,
that's
apparently, I did not kill enough of you the first time. And that is where we will call it for tonight.
You son of a bitch.
Cards on the table. After we stopped, after we stopped recording, at the end of last episode, Brad hopped off to go to bed, and I sat here saving stuff on my computer, and Ken was saving and uploading, and Ken made a comment about how he was wondering how Brad was going to react to some stuff coming up. I didn't know. not that I would have warned Brad about anything anyway, because I didn't know what that meant. That could mean literally anything, but fuck me.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm putting it out there. As after his face fucking shifts and that happens, Trevor would have been weapons drawn charging. So that's where we're starting next episode.
That's fine.
I just want you to know this, because he would be very angry right now. And I have words. Oh, I have words that I'm going to say while I hit him in the face with my hammer. Oh, I have words.
You mean his hammer?
No, I mean my hammer.
Was it not the words that he said to you that caused you to make it?
No.
I feel like it was.
It's not his hammer, it's my hammer.
If we could go back to episode one, I'm pretty sure he was like, hey, will you make this? And you're like, no, I make coffins and shit. I make urns. And then he left and you're like, but can I though?
It's my hammer. That was made so for me.
Thank you all for joining us at our table. We could save the rest of this. We got under the trench coat talk happening here. We're on dangerous ground. So... Thank you for joining us on our table. If you are enjoying listening to what we're doing here, then we would ask that you show us some support. One of the ways that you can do that is through Patreon. We are good little warlocks and offer up sacrifices to our patrons, depending on the tier that you choose. If Patreon is not so much your thing, then you could do something as simple as just buying us a coffee. If you go to ko-fi.com, search for Rolling of the Geek, you can do a one-time donation there. Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
Hey,
you cannot talk to me, but you can talk to the audience.
No, I'm talking to you again. You were an asshole. You are an a-hole.
Unshun. Gah!
Unshun. Man. Oh my god.
You're a piece of shit. Reshun.
Ah. Aha. All right. All right. Yeah. Must compose.
Big boy britches.
Big boy britches. Half work to do. You can subscribe to us. Oh, see, and I stop. I screw. Look, you got me flustered. You can subscribe to our newsletter on our website at ritgeekpodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek. Or you can find us on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter. And if you would, and if you want to talk to a bunch of rad content creators, podcasters, artists, and all around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website.
Thank you very much, Brad.
You're not welcome.
Nick, this week you are the sound warlock in service to the genie. As Aladdin did way back with Disney, you wished for something great, to be something more,
and a friend like me.
You wished for great sound quality, for an amazing D&D podcast. Can you please...
And look at what you got.
What?
Nothing? Nothing?
Can you please give us something fun in an itty-bitty living space?
You don't have to do it, Nick. Don't listen to him.
I'm not upset about where it should end. I'm overjoyed that you're pissed off. That's what you get for talking shit for both of us. Yeah. Hootie Hoo from Nick and Harkos as from episode 67, the rhymes are done. I can't do it. Seven's hard. There's only so many words, and like there's names, but it just doesn't make sense. Come watch Brad's hate in episode 68. There's one. That's there easy. Go.
That's a solid one.
This week, convenient that Ken sent Genie because I didn't do anything. It didn't line up. That seldomly happens. This week, this is a song that I've had on my little... Actually, I need to delete it off my Rick Geek song ideas list. And I didn't know how to put words to it. And then I kind of just sat down and did it today. So it's a little bit shorter, but I like it. So without further ado, episode 67 parody, here we go. Making our way through Riven, trying to save it, fighting off dragons. It's freaking hard work. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Trudging ever forward, making our way, just making our way to new towns. We're kind of new, but we're trying, and so we keep going. If we stop, now what happens? Would our friends fight and die? That is why we must keep pressing on. We've got to save Riven. Or at least try. That's it.
That was a fucking good one.
One, that was amazing. Two, all I could picture was Terry Crews singing it in cosplay.
Yeah, no, he was here doing the peck popping with me. Well, not with me, like, no, I was doing it too. I can't do that, but he was doing it while I was singing.
Yep, that's all I can picture.
Thank you, Terry. I'll lock the door after you. Yep, no, you too. Brooklyn 99's great. Have fun. Yep.
White chicks too. No, come on, get out of here.
Yep, that's all. That's all I can picture.
Stop and recording.
Yeah, no, Trevor, I just... I
believe. Trevor, yes.
Right, I don't think this is gonna work out. Maybe.
And why isn't it going to work out? I don't understand. I'm just very curious as to how you all have such a well recount of Harkos and I's adventures so far.
That's not for you to know.
This is a very strange thing. I feel like magic is at hand here, and I would like to know who is involved. That's all.
All right. Who do we have that's next on the list?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.